Good morning, everyone. It's Candace with Autism One Radio. First of all, I'd like you to grab a pen and paper because this is going to be a very informative show. So I want you to take some notes. I want you to hit that like, subscribe, and get notifications. And if you feel like donating to Autism One, we could sure use some help this year. And today, my guest is Melody Watts. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So Melody is an expert in essential oils. So today she's going to tell us how we can bring our quality of life up a little bit. And first of all, we're not medical experts. And so here is our disclaimer that we are not giving any kind of medical advice. And I'm going to let Melody take it from here because I'm very interested in how I can improve my quality of life and my family's quality of life. Melody specializes in family and child health. Alternative medicine. Hello.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Perfect. So
and
tell us your website.
Yeah. So it's melodywatts.net. And okay. You guys can find me on Facebook, Healthy and Wise with Melody Watts. And really, I'd love to just kind of start out where I got onto this journey, which is my son who had a cough when he was a little boy. And we had tried multiple things, mainstream and natural, and he's seen the chiropractor since he was a little boy, since he was a baby, actually. And he had this cough, and I was really frustrated, and I felt really helped that there wasn't something natural that would help his body express the way that it needed to. And I really didn't want to go the steroid allergy medicine route because of the side effects. And so I was really praying for something natural that would be powerful, that would help him. And I came upon recently, shortly after that, doTERRA essential oils. And I'd used essential oils before, and I told these were a little different, a little higher quality. And so I tried them, and he slept through the night. And I mean, going from 6 months of having him cough at night to having him sleep through the night was super powerful for me. And I was able to then go from feeling very frustrated and very helpless to very powerful, very empowered as a mom. And then what ended up happening was I just became really passionate about learning everything I could about essential oils and about the impact they have on the human body, the digestion, the nervous system, and everything. And then later down the road, he started to show some symptoms of, neurological type symptoms like tics or maybe some anxiousness, maybe a little bit of OCD. And as I had learned a little bit more about the lung health, I started getting into the digestive health. Of course, everything leads us back to the digestive system, right? And so then I
Absolutely.
Started learning how the digestive system helped the nervous system. And we started changing his diet. And, if I would have gone mainstream, it would have been, oh, let's do antibiotics and let's do this. And I mean, he had a rash and they wanted to give him antibiotics. And it turned out to be, no, it was fungal. Antibiotics would have been way worse. And, luckily, by the luck of the draw, that, I found an MD that was local that specialized in not only naturopathic medicine, but also mainstream medicine. And she recommended probiotics instead. And so by the luck of the draw, we got in touch with her. And my goal is that parents don't have to be lucky to find this information, that they can find this information and be empowered as well and not feel so helpless when they know that there's answers out there and they're just not being given the right answers and the right solutions. Because mainstream medicine has really failed us when it has come to some of these neurological issues that kids are dealing with. And I think a lot of parents are feeling that frustration. And there's been a lot of mainstream medicine coming over to be more integrated because they're recognizing this broken system. And so I love how both sides are coming together in more of an integrated focus and approach because it's been so helpful for our children. So what I ended up doing was really learning the ins and outs of essential oils. And gosh, this was over 10 years ago now. And I learned how to get inflammation down in his body and in his brain. And luckily now he's a thriving 14-year-old with straight A's, just high emotionally intelligent and amazing athletic ability and all these things. And I just look at this potential he has and that he expresses now because we were able to, at a very early age, reverse the pathway, the trajectory that he was on was going to be a very bleak one if I were to continue on some of the mainstream route that they wanted to do with the, allergy meds and the steroids and antibiotics. And you know, the amount of things that they wanted to pump into a system. And I'm so glad that I found some simple tools to be able to just support his body in expressing the way that it needed to. So I'm going to give you guys some really great protocols for neurological health, for digestive health, and just emotional health and stress. Because, you know, they say that mothers of children that have some of these neurological issues, you know, have the equivalent of PTSD that a soldier would have in combat war because of the stress it is. So I want to get some stress protocols for mothers as well, because it can be extremely helpful.
And before we go on, let me just say, everywhere I go, I see these little kids.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are coughing.
Mm.
All of them are coughing. Everywhere I go, I see these little kids. They're coughing. And that is not healthy. That
it's
is
not,
not,
it's
normal.
Not normal. Right. And
so,
I think,
before we go on, just because the big news of the day is this COVID thing that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to look out for my family's health, what would I put in my diffuser just to ease that tension of that whole mess? And
well, first of all, I'll give you a disclaimer that we can't claim that any doTERRA oils are effective against that specific strain. Although people are having great success at supporting their immune systems using the essential oils. So I'll give you a protocol that my family is using, and we feel very confident in the protocols that we're doing. I do know that the On Guard hand sanitizer, because that one is specifically has 64% ethyl alcohol in it, so that one actually is approved to kill germs and viruses. So I recommend you use the hand sanitizer regularly. And also, it has a great blend of essential oils that target immune system threats very effectively. And there's some great research on this as well on PubMed.gov. You can do a search for On Guard, and you're able to find some incredible information on immune system threats and On Guard. So I would definitely be diffusing On Guard for immune system threats. And then I would also look at some oils that people don't generally think of for immune system threats. And one of those is Arbovita. And that one is a tree. Actually, it comes from Canada. It's exclusive oil to doTERRA. They actually had all these trees that would not rot. So they would fall and they would live for 200 years and there would be no disease in the trees. And so they would not rot and degrade like a normal tree. So they called doTERRA and they said, hey, we've got to get rid of these trees. It's a hazard, you know, fire hazard to have these trees on the ground. Do you guys want to see if you can get anything out of these, some sort of an oil and see, you know, how that will work? And doTERRA said, sure, we'd love to check out the chemistry of these Arbovita trees. So they got the oil. They found out that it is an incredible oil against any kind of environmental threat, pathogenic threat, any kind of disease. It would not live on the tree. The same thing they showed in petri dishes. They were able to see it was very effective against immune system threats, specifically ones that live in the gut and also ones airborne. And every type of threat you could think of, it was effective. And they also found that it was a 7-chain molecular structure, where every other essential oil in the world is a 6-chain molecular structure. So this is a very unique oil to doTERRA, and I think it's the number one oil to protect your family against immune system threats. So I love this oil. So definitely diffuse, and we also clean with it, Arbovita, and we put a drop in our hand sanitizer. So I love adding it to the On Guard blend. And a lot of people can overlook that oil because it's not really well known, because it's exclusive to doTERRA. So the next thing I would say is bergamot essential oil. So bergamot essential oil generally isn't known as like this big immune system oil, but we have found that it is really, really effective against airborne, environmental, and immune system threats. So bergamot comes from Italy, the southern part of Italy, and it's extremely potent in its chemical constituents, and we love bergamot. And then the last one I would say would be tea tree. And tea tree oil, our tea tree happens to be extremely high grade, high quality, the most potent you can get on the market. So it's not just your average tea tree from the grocery store. The chemical constituents are measured and they're very potent and very effective. And you can just tell by smelling it how pure and potent it is. So those are the four oils that are my favorite for current immune system threats. And we love that. So we'll put it in our hand sanitizer, we'll clean with it, and we'll diffuse it.
Now tell me about tea tree. Isn't tea tree good for skin? Your skin.
Yes, definitely.
What about your animals with Can you use these on your animals?
So you can use all of them, but tea tree you want to avoid on your animals unless approved by, you know, your holistic vet in a very small dose, depending on the size of the animal. Melaleuca really is something, tea tree, also commonly called tea tree, is really something you don't want to use on your pets just because it can be too much for their little livers to handle.
Okay.
They don't have the proper enzymes to break down the Melaleuca is what it comes down to.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, that's one you want to avoid. Now, if you were to diffuse Melaleuca and you have pets, I don't want you to be too scared because it's less toxic than the cleaners you're probably using on your floor that their paws are touching, to be honest, because they don't have the enzymes to break down those toxins either. And so I always tell people, you know, you're probably safer diffusing Melaleuca with, as long as it's a well-ventilated area that the animal can at least move to the other room if they need to, okay? You're better off than if you're using Glade plug-ins, which are extremely toxic to pets, or any kind of synthetic fragrance or synthetic cleaner. It's much more toxic for pets than Melaleuca. I'll just tell you that much. Pets can handle a certain amount of environmental toxins, right? The good thing about Melaleuca is that it's not synthetic, but their body can't break it down, so it feels like a synthetic to them. But at least it does have some therapeutic properties. But it'd be very rare that you would need to use Melaleuca on a pet, and for the most part, you just want to avoid it again unless directly directed by your holistic vet. And to be honest, I think there's other oils that can be just as effective, like Arbovita or geranium and frankincense and lavender and helichrysum on pets that are really, really effective, even more effective on pets than Melaleuca. So good question.
Arborvita.
Arborvita. Okay. Yeah. Arbor, like an arbor tree.
Okay. I got it. Canada.
Some people pronounce it Arbovite. If you're Canadian or French, you'd say Arbovite.
Okay. So if you were to use that for your pet, what would that do for your pet?
You would want to dilute that one. So that one is actually one we've done so good. Our cat once got a respiratory threat, and my husband does muscle response testing, and we took him to the vet just as our first instinct because we've never had a sick cat before. We're just like, we're not sure exactly what he has, right? And so they said, well, he's got this respiratory threat. There's nothing you can really do. And they kind of gave him some fluids and sent him home, and he just wasn't improving. And so my husband did some muscle response testing, and he tested for Arbovita on his paws. And so we just took a drop of Arbovita, and they're so little, he needs a little drop. And then we took about a teaspoon of coconut oil, and we just rubbed it together in our hands, and then we just swiped it on his paws. And within about an hour, he was up and walking around, and the next day, he was totally himself again. It was like night and day. Something is very, very effective for pets. Again, you just need the tiniest little drop diluted in a teaspoon of oil for pets. And of course, this is a smaller pet, so one drop diluted is really all you need for something like that.
And just let me just wrap this up with the pet. My main concern with my pets is their skin conditions. They're very.
Okay. So yeah, copaiba is a really great one, and frankincense. So you just could put a little bit of copaiba, and copaiba acts as a carrier oil. So you can just use a little bit of copaiba with a carrier oil with a little frankincense, and you can rub that into their skin, into their paws, you know, wherever you're having the issues. I know for ears, I had a dog that had some mites, and we used, you know, this is my cousin, and she lives on a farm, and the ears just stunk so bad, and the vet said, yeah, you just clean them out, and they never really go away. And she used helichrysum and frankincense around his ears, and they completely cleared up.
So say that again.
Helichrysum.
Helichrysum.
Yeah, and that one's a great one for neurological support and swelling. So I'll get into some protocols here for the nervous system.
Okay, I'm ready.
So let's talk. We talked a little bit about immune system threats and a little bit about animals. Let's talk a little bit about the nervous system. So first and foremost, I think the gut is, of course, the number one pathway to the nervous system besides the spinal adjustment, right? This is more of an direct neurological inside-out reaction to the nervous system. We have more neurotransmitters in our gut than we do our brain, and the brain and the gut are connected by the vagus nerve. And of course, they were created in a twin cell, and so they are super, super closely connected. So I think taking care of those neurotransmitters in the gut is a direct pathway to the brain. So I love essential oils that can directly impact the brain neuropathways. And so one of the oils that I love for that, and depending on if your child can swallow or not, is the turmeric dual that we have. And the turmeric dual, what I love about this is it's a supplement, but it's an essential oil supplement. safe to take internally, and it's mixed with turmeric root. So most people take turmeric or curcumin, and they mix it with black pepper to make it bioavailable, but that can cause liver toxicity. So what doTERRA did is they took turmeric root, and they took turmeric oil, which is actually how it exists in nature. Turmeric's always had a bioavailability problem. But when you mix it with turmeric oil, combine it. When you extract it from the ground, for whatever reason, the turmeric root and the turmeric oil, they dissipate. But we capture the oil in its concentrated form during its distillery, and then we take the root and we recombine them in a capsule, and it's 11 times more bioavailable than taking curcumin by itself. And they have found through research that this turmeric, when ingested, is extremely helpful and prevents neurological degeneration. Even under stress, protects the nerves. And so it's a really, really great thing to take for any kind of neurological issue to support that. So turmeric dual, I can't recommend it enough for any type of neurological issue. It also helps great with the liver and inflammation. So we love, love that combination. The next thing I would recommend for neurological health, if taken internally, would be a combination of copaiba and frankincense. Now, copaiba is a fairly new oil. It comes from Brazil, from trees in Brazil, and it has a very CBD effect. And what I mean by that is it is a cannabinoid, but it has no THC by nature. So it doesn't have any of the psychoactive properties that CBD can have. And what I love about our copaiba is, doTERRA actually tested multiple brands of CBD oil, and they found, and this is the same in the essential oil world, that 95% of brands were synthetic and were causing toxicity in the liver and all sorts of issues. And so lots of companies will say we have pure this, and I know there's pure CBD oil out there. Don't get me wrong. You just have to be really careful and which brand you're using. And also, what I love about the copaiba is that we know through doTERRA's purity process, their CPTG, and they release their test results, you are able to see that there's no contaminants whatsoever. And there's also no THC for people that are worried about that psychoactive. So what I love about the copaiba is it's great, works with the endocannabinoid system. It's very high in beta-carotene. And that is one of the main constituents in CBD oil that makes it so powerful for pain and inflammation. So this same beta-carotene is found in very high amounts in copaiba. The other thing I love about copaiba is it helps reduce the histamine response in the gut. So a lot of these kids that have different threats in the gut, that have an imbalance in the gut, when they eat foods, they can have a histamine response. So the copaiba helps reduce and helps create a healthy histamine response in the gut. So I love copaiba for that reason.
So do we diffuse this one?
This is one you actually you would take internally. So we're talking really about internal use right now, directly through the gut pathway.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll talk about diffusing too, for sure. But this is like primary, like the first thing would be the strongest way to get to the brain is going to be, well, obviously aromatherapy is the quickest way to get to the brain, but also to get inflammation down in the brain, one of the quickest ways is going to be through the gut. So copaiba, turmeric dual, and then also I just talked about frankincense. So frankincense is great for overall systemic inflammatory support. So this one is going to be great for regulating those inflammatory cells and reducing inflammation overall in the nervous system. So this is something I use when I have head tension, or if I just want to soothe the nervous system, or if I just want to soothe, an immune system response. Frankincense is one of the best ways to do that. So those are the three most powerful oils for soothing the nervous system through the digestive process is going to be your copaiba, your turmeric dual, and your frankincense. Now, the next thing that I like to help people with, there's a lot of other gut protocols we can talk about, from reducing pathogens to increasing dopamine. So we'll get to all that. But right now, I really focus on just toning the nervous system and getting inflammation down. So the second way that I would use essential oils for the nervous system, like you just talked about, is to diffuse. So one of the best oils to diffuse is going to be peppermint and rosemary and frankincense. Those three together are a phenomenal duo. Rosemary got great steroidal properties, so it's really great. It also has properties that help with memory and focus. So this one is great. And then peppermint has great research on soothing the nervous system, and it helps a lot with memory as well. So So peppermint and rosemary and then frankincense. And then, of course, we talk about frankincense. Frankincense has the ability to cross the blood-brain barrier. So when you're breathing in that frankincense, it's directly affecting the cells in the brain. And it can do a really phenomenal job at just focus and calming, right? So those three. Another one that you might look at for soothing the nervous system is vetiver. Vetiver is actually a root from Haiti. And this root is shaped like a nervous system. It literally has a bulb and like a brain, and then it has this huge root, and then it has these strings that come off the root. So a lot of, we talk sometimes in nature, there's things that are shaped like clove are good for teeth, and cloves look like teeth, right? So it's kind of funny. Celery is good for bones, and celery looks like bones. Well, vetiver is amazing for the brain and nervous system, and it looks like a nervous system. So this is a great one that increases circulation to the brain and mental focus as well. And so this can be used diffused, but also just right on the temples and right on the back of the spine. And I actually have a doctor friend of mine using it right now for symptoms of mental focus deficiency. So she's actually taking it in a veggie capsule. And that has been incredible for her, life-changing for her to take this vetiver in a veggie capsule. So she's using it topically and internally specifically for this. So this is a great one. Now, I'll tell you, there's a custom blend doTERRA's made, and it's called Thinker. And it has vetiver, rosemary, and peppermint in it. And it smells amazing. And kids love it. And it comes with flashcards. So kids can actually look at the flashcard and they know exactly how to apply the Thinker underneath their nose, along their spine, and on their temples, on the bottom of the feet. And it tells them all the different ways they can apply this. It shows them pictures, and then it has a picture of a brain. So they know it's good for their brain. And I actually just had a friend of mine give it to her granddaughter. And she said, she's only been using it a month, and she had a drastic jump in her grades, and we changed nothing else. So this, just using this Thinker blend, has been really powerful for her. Okay, so now let's move into some of the oils that can be really great for detoxification and other digestive issues and maybe liver congestion, things like that. So I love using citrus oils. Citrus oils are great. They're high in limonene content, and they help with the production of glutathione. And oftentimes we know these kids with neurological issues or mental focus issues, or behavioral issues, they oftentimes are low in glutathione. Glutathione can be really expensive, and it's something our body's supposed to create. And so what this does is this helps the body produce naturally its own glutathione when you use citrus oils. So this is great when they're feeling sluggish, when they have head tension, when they're overwhelmed by chemicals, like maybe there's I always talk about people worried about them having sensory overload, right? And that can come from chemicals in the environment. That can come from herbicides. That can come from scentsy fragrances or Glade plugins or, cleaners in the home. That can really overwhelm their system. So diffusing something like a lemon or a grapefruit is not overwhelming for them because, first of all, it's food. They literally recognize that this is something that doesn't hurt my brain, doesn't hurt my body. So when they're overloaded with too many things, this is something that's like a nice respite from all those other things. So diffusing citrus oils is a great way to detox the air. It's a great way to detox their body. And also, it can flavor their water. You can put a little drop of lemon in their water, only glass or steel. Do not use plastic because it can degrade the plastic. Now, people will say, well, if you're taking oils internally and degrading the plastic, imagine what it's doing to your insides. Well, I'll tell you exactly what it's doing to your insides. Because your insides are not made of plastic and these are innate organic materials, it works perfectly with your mucous membranes and your organs to detox toxins out of the tissue of your body. It's effective at binding to the toxins and pulling them out because these oils have innate intelligence. So if you notice, lemon does not burn a hole through your skin, but it will burn a hole through styrofoam. Okay, and the difference is lemon is organic material and so is your skin. Styrofoam is not. And that's the difference. So people get
and
really
these caught. Are the health rules from the Bible. Citrus.
Yeah.
And it smells so good.
It does, especially when you have the pure stuff. So I'm somebody that has multiple chemical sensitivities and so does my son. And if we get around the synthetic stuff, we know right away because we get a headache. So now, that's not to say that some smells, some strong scents like lemongrass and Roman chamomile. I remember lemongrass and Roman chamomile, even doTERRA's at first would be overwhelming for me and give me a little bit of a headache. And then I learned later that lemongrass will detox the thyroid. I was putting it on my thyroid. I was getting a headache. Well, it was toxins coming out of my thyroid, giving me a headache, not the lemongrass. Now I do fine with lemongrass. But in the beginning, it was just overwhelming for me because it's such a strong, strong smell. That's why somebody is sensitive to smells, and I totally respect that because I'm sensitive to smells. Use the citrus oils first, the mints, and the singles before you jump into the blend and some of the deeper, richer fragrances. And I'm saying fragrances because the oils, even though they're not fragrance, they do put off an aroma, right, that can be a little bit strong. So some of these kids that you're like, oh, my kid is sensitive, start out with some of the things like just put a drop of wild orange in their hand and rub it together and have them breathe that in, and grapefruit. What I love about these citrus oils, they have, all the oils have their own little vibration to them. So if you put a little drop of citrus oil in your hands and you rub it together, you can actually feel this amazing frequency the oil carries with it. And so I encourage people who have oils to give that a try. Just put a little drop of citrus oils and give your hands a little swipe and then smell your hands. It's amazing. So now let's talk a little bit about, and you can also take that internally. So you can put a little bit of lemon in their water. I specifically use oils like bergamot, which is a citrus oil. I use that to raise dopamine when I'm having sugar cravings. So this can be incredibly effective for kids that are having sugar cravings and you're wanting to do maybe a candida cleanse and you need to keep them off sugar. This is a great way to help with sugar cravings. Is I call this my dopamine bomb. You ready for this? It's 6 drops bergamot, 2 drops cinnamon, and 6 drops copaiba. And copaiba helps increase dopamine. Cinnamon.
Okay,
helps.
Repeat that. I'm writing
six,
this down.
6 drops bergamot and copaiba, and 2 drops cinnamon. Now, make sure you take this on a full stomach because this has hot oils in it. The bergamot and the cinnamon can be hot, just like it would be hot on your skin. So think to yourself, if this is hot on the skin, it's going to be hot on my intestine. Okay, so anytime it's hot, you want to have it on food. Okay?
Okay.
So this is a great one. And that would be like maybe a dosage for like a 10-year-old. Okay? And that might seem like a higher dose. So if they're not used to oil, start out with half that dose. Okay?
And this is going to cut sugar cravings?
This helps with sugar cravings and mood. Big time.
Okay.
Yeah, it increases dopamine, and it's great, and it helps with blood sugar. The cinnamon, they can even put, cinnamon's very hot, but it's very sweet. So most essential oils labeled cinnamon is not true cinnamon. It's like a cheaper version of cinnamon, it's cassia, and it's not nearly as sweet. True cinnamon bark, again, even if you're using essential oil that's labeled cinnamon, it's probably not real. That's why I like to get the doTERRA. This one is labeled cinnamon bark, and it's real cinnamon bark. It's more expensive, but it's real cinnamon. And this is sweet, sweet as candy. And so you can put a little bit in a glass of water and have them suck on that, or take a little, you know, with coconut oil, they could put it on a toothpick and just kind of chew on that. Of course, you don't have to eat it or anything, but, and it can be a little hot, so you might need chapstick because it's hot. It's a hot oil. So that's one you got to avoid, you know, get out of the eyes and, you know, don't put in the eyes, things like that. Now, if you do accidentally get cinnamon or peppermint accidentally in the eye, it will burn. So you don't use water to get it out. You use coconut oil or olive oil or any kind of a carrier oil to get it out. Any carrier oil will do. So just keep that in mind. You want to keep your oils out of your orifices. Okay. And if you accidentally get it in an orifice, use a carrier oil as much as you need.
Okay. This is awesome info. This is stuff that, you know, I mean, we always wonder about and we never get these answers. So this is, I mean, we could go on for days.
Right, okay. Right. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about intestinal threats. Let's say you're suspecting that maybe your child has a threat maybe in their brain, maybe in their intestines, and you're like, what should I do for this intestinal threat? So one of my favorite supplements, this is actually designed for this, is called GX Assist. And this is essential oil supplement. It has oregano, thyme, melaleuca, lemongrass, lemon, and caprylic acid. And this combination is enteric coated to make it all the way to the large intestines where these little pathogens like to make homes. And it's really, really great for targeting those kind of threats, candida and things like that. Now, this one you do want to take on a full stomach. And I would recommend 8 years or up for this. This is not really something you want to give to the little ones. If little ones have these issues, you can take some tea tree oil and arborvitae and put it on their belly and their feet with a carrier oil, and that's going to be your best chance at helping the little ones with that. and because believe it or not, these oils are lipophilic, so they go through the tissue very quickly. So if you're rubbing some Arbavita and tea tree on the belly with carrier oil, it's going to help permeate all the way into the body. It goes in systemically. That's another thing. People go, well, essential oils, you know, sometimes people disagree with internal use and they don't realize that you're getting the oil systemically, whether you're breathing it in, taking it internally, or putting it on your skin, it's going through your entire system. So the reason for internal support is targeted support. Like, we want this to get into the liver on a more targeted level, or into the intestines on a more targeted level. Like, we want it to boost glutathione. We want it to boost dopamine, you know, these kind of things. We want it to reduce histamine. That's a more targeted support. And that's the beauty of using essential oils internally. Again, pure oils, right? 95% of the oils tested by third-party labs are completely synthetic and fake. It's getting worse in the industry, not better. I'll just tell you that. We know that from recent test results. Okay, so the GX Assist is great at doing this. They recommend it for no longer than 10 days at a time. Now, make sure before you put somebody on like a GX Assist, their detox pathways are working well, meaning the liver is functioning well. We've got good movement in the bowels. We've got a good, you know, enzyme. We've got good probiotics. Of course, I love the doTERRA probiotics because they're double encapsulated to make it to the large intestine. There's prebiotics and probiotics. And they also have chlorella, which is amazing for detox. So I think this is incredible probiotic. So all of that first. Then once we know the liver's functioning really well, got food enzymes, our bowels are moving, then we go into a GX Assist where we know if there's die-off, that we know our detox pathways are going to work really well. And then anytime there is die-off, citrus oils are a great way to boost glutathione for detoxification. So using your oils like your lemon, your grapefruit, your tangerine are really great for increasing that. If the child can take supplements, I also recommend Zendocrine Complex. And the Zendocrine Complex has some of those bitter herbs that are great for detoxing the liver, like dandelion and milk thistle. Bitter herbs are wonderful for the liver. And psyllium whole. So some of these fibrous herbs and supplements found in the Zendocrine Complex are really great for preparing the liver and the gut for a detox like GX Assist.
Can you tell me, how do you get the bowels moving? I mean, a lot of our kids with autism, you know, this is a big thing in our house.
Right. Good question. Okay. So there's a very specific oil for this. There's two actually. One's called Digest Zen and one is called Tamer. Tamer would be for your littler ones, like under 3. And Digest Zen, you can use Digest Zen on the littler ones. You just want a carrier oil. And then you just put it on the belly clockwise. You can also put a little drop of digestion in their water. It tastes a little bit like licorice, so it has a good flavor to it. And it is wonderful for balancing the bowels during tummy ache or burp ups or anything like that. It's amazing. The other thing that most people don't think about is using like a lavender or Roman chamomile right on the belly, because the bowels can just be angry. And that's one of the reasons why there's a neurological issue. And so what happens between the lavender and the Roman chamomile and even in any flower oil, but specifically lavender, Roman chamomile, even neroli, is amazing at, again, reducing that histamine response, calming the nervous system, calming the cortisol, and it is great on the belly. For these little ones, just massage that right in. And you can even put it on their back over their adrenals. These flower oils, again, lavender, Roman chamomile, neroli, are phenomenal for digestion. Okay, so we have the main ones, Digestin and Tamer, and then you've got some of the extras, like your magnolia, your neroli, lavender, and Roman chamomile, any of these flower. I know I didn't say magnolia earlier, but it's another one we use. So, and then last but not least, Copaiba. Copaiba is great at, again, reducing histamine and getting the bowels to calm down. Great neurological oil, and as well for the gut, the nerves in the gut and the nerves in the brain. Copaiba is phenomenal for that. So this can be also used internally and topically. So once we've kind of calmed down the initial, that's when we want to look at bringing in some enzymes and probiotics, like doTERRA has a Terrazyme that's got hydrochloric acid, some great, great complex of enzymes. You can open the capsule and put it in their food or their smoothie with their meals, and that is one of the best ways to get them regular. And then that's when we would go, okay, now let's bring in the Zendocrine and the GX Assist to really target some of these threats that might be lingering around in the digestive system.
Well, that's a good place for us to start. So
yeah. So then I've got one more amazing protocol I'd like to share with you, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
One of the things that we love to do is layer oils along the spine, so the base of neck all the way down to the tailbone. And my favorite oils, neurological oils, to layer on the spine are going to be frankincense, helichrysum, neroli, copaiba, peppermint, now very diluted if it's a small child, okay? Thyme essential oil if they're old enough, okay? Because that one can be a hot one. That one's great for the nervous system. Lemongrass as well, if they're old enough, can be hotter oils a little bit. And then you just layer one by one on the spine, just a couple drops of each. Layer it on with a carrier oil, like a coconut oil or an olive oil. What's great about doTERRA's fractionated coconut oil is it absorbs very quickly, so it doesn't have a greasy film on the body. So you just take a couple drops of this fractionated coconut oil, rub it along the spine, and then roll on your frankincense and some of these other oils. You can even use turmeric essential oil, but it's a little stinky. and then tangerine. I know I just covered a lot of oils, but you can just layer these along the spine. Another one is sandalwood. So these are just great oils that you can just layer on the spine. Now I recommend if you're new to oils, just start with 3 or 4 oils. Don't do all 10 of them. Just start with your frankincense, your copaiba, and maybe and your sandalwood, maybe helichrysum. And then bring in, okay, let's bring in some of these other things like neroli, even lavender, any flower oil. It's going to be really great. Patchouli and vetiver can also be extremely grounding. I know I'm covering a lot. There's a lot of oils for nervous system support. So I recommend kind of see what your child is drawn to, kind of see which one they respond to. But patchouli and vetiver are very grounding. So if you've got a child that's a little bit like they're in la-la land and you want them to just be present, patchouli and vetiver will bring them down into their body.
Vetiver.
Yep. Patchouli and vetiver. Now, if you've got somebody that's got maybe an immune system threat and you feel like it's up in there in the brain somewhere, doing a little On Guard and thyme along the spine with a carrier oil is going to be great. You might do something like that 3 times a week with frankincense. Frankincense is a maximizer, so I add frankincense to every protocol. The maximizer in our best neurological oil.
That's great to know.
Yeah.
So good to know.
You can also, I'll give you guys one more tip. You can also do a little drop and under the tongue of frankincense, or a little drop on your thumb and push it on the roof of their mouth. And that's a great one for stimulating pituitary point in the mouth and in the brain. And Melissa oil is great for that as well. There's a few. Melissa oil is also great for serotonin. So I could go on and on about some of these oils.
And we could do a whole series if you
sure. That'd be great.
This is so awesome, you know.
I do want to give a little disclaimer before I forget. If your child is prone to seizures, you want to avoid rosemary and eucalyptus.
Okay.
And other than that, these oils, you know, great. But those two, avoid if they are prone to that. Now, does it trigger seizures? No, only for some, right? So for some people, rosemary and eucalyptus can trigger seizures. Not everybody that gets seizures is triggered by rosemary and eucalyptus.
Okay, well, that's great to know. And we'll talk again very soon, and we'll come up with some more good ways to use these oils. And
We're
going to see you at Autism One. You're going to have
to. That's right. Yes.
And so I'm very excited to come to your booth and to meet you and to pick your brain some more. I mean, this is amazing. This is absolutely amazing.
And if anybody wants to reach out to me and order oils before Autism One, like say they don't want to wait till May, I will give them the convention special that I'm going to be offering which is going to be a free book, a free oil, and a free body coat session.
That's a book?
A free book, yep. A free book, a free oil, and a free body coat session if they want to order, if they want to email me at melodycwatts@email.com. They can email me and say, I want the Autism One special, and if they place an order of 100
and
or more.
Watts.
Yep. I'll give
and
them
also
the
we can find
One
you
special.
At melodywatts.net.
Yes.
And do you also have a podcast that you do?
I do. It's called the Heal, Grow, Lead podcast with Melody Watts.
Is that on YouTube?
That is on iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher. And
Heal, Grow, Lead.
Heal, Grow, Lead. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's great.
I do have on YouTube a EO training with Melody Watts where I just do 10, 15-minute protocols. So if I just am talking about brain chemistry, it's just a 10, 15-minute training on brain chemistry. And if it's a respiratory, I have two respiratory videos because I broke it into part one and part two. So respiratory threats and then deeper respiratory threats, deeper respiratory issues. I have two trainings
on
that.
Well, I'm telling you, we need all the help we can get.
Yeah,
so,
this
you
is a
so,
so you
much.
Can go to that and subscribe little playlist Melody Watts on YouTube.
Okay, and I want you to hang on before you take off. I want to say thank you to our listeners, and also you had mentioned that there are studies on PubMed.gov,
mm-hmm.
and that our listeners are very educated, so they like studies.
Yeah, and if they go to doTERRA.com and type in bibliography, they will see a massive bibliography.
Okay, great. All right. Well, if you'll hang on, I'm going to place an order. And I'd like to thank our listeners. And don't forget to like, share, subscribe. And I'll get Melody to come back, and we'll talk some more. So thank you so much
for
your time,
having me,
Melody.
Uh-huh.
And thank you to our listeners. Have a great day.